Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to a dreamy Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists with me, Diana O'Carroll. This week we'll be drifting off and then waking up again.
Hi, my name is Paula Ovi. I'm from Johannesburg in South Africa. My question is about dreams. I was wondering why it's so difficult for us to remember our dreams when we wake up in the morning.
What exactly is happening to our memory when we sleep?
My name is Professor Mark Blagrove, and I'm Professor of Psychology at Swansea University, where I run a sleep laboratory and also do investigations on dreaming and on the possible functions of REM sleep. People differ in whether or not they can remember their dreams, and some people have a great deal of interest in their dreams, though they have very vivid dreams, or their level of anxiety or sleep quality results in people remembering dreams at different amounts each month, say. But in general, for all of us, dreams are very easily forgotten once we wake up if we don't consolidate them, or if we don't, in other words, transfer them from short-term to long-term memory immediately upon waking. And there's a few theories of why that happens to all of us. One possibility is that our brain neurochemicals during sleep are very different from during wake time, and so they don't allow us to consolidate memory. The other thing that's quite possible is that we don't pay attention to our dreams or are unable to do so during sleep, so we don't consolidate what occurs to us during sleep. So, for example, even people with sleep apnea who wake up repeatedly during the night don't know that that happens to them. And similarly, when we have a dream, we're not consolidating it as it occurs. Indeed, if you have people having a long REM sleep period and you wake them up, once the REM sleep period gets over about 20 minutes, you don't find that dreams increase in length very much. So it's as if during the dream we forget what was happening. And the same happens immediately we wake up, that the dream just disappears.
It's all to do with memory consolidation. When you're awake, your brain picks up and remembers all sorts of useful information, especially, in my case, if it has something to do with chocolate or a new toy I can fix on my computer. When you're asleep, for the most part, your brain enters a special mode where memories are not inscribed deeply enough. So when you awake, you may have the latent emotions associated with your dream, but no memory of the events. Now, I seem to remember lungs are quite important for breathing, so how can this be the case?
Hello, my name is Jason Flakes, and I'm calling from Annandale, Virginia. My question is how is it possible for a boring, flat-headed frog to have no lungs and breathe through its skin?
Perhaps if we unlock the secret to lungless breathing, we might be able to unlock the secret of eternal life.
Hi, it's Jeff Blackwell calling in from Bundaberg in Queensland in Australia for Question of the Week. I'd like to know if there are any life forms, plant, animal, fungus, whatever, that are effectively immortal.
So if you know how the Bornean frog can breathe or where I can find my nearest fountain of youth, then send me an email, questionoftheweek@thenakedscientist.com, or write us on the forum for all the world to see at thenakedscientist.com/forum.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the EPSRC, the Wellcome Trust and UK FAST. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.